God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marakate, Rosa Mante, Riga Dosha, Managa Dodosa, Ega Basso, Prado Coso, Cotoya La Manende, Oga Rosa Mantala, Barakada. We give you praise. I welcome you all in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Arabake de kedo dosa. Araban son predoso mande rigedosa. Alabondo nyande rigede korokodoro. Bako sofrende rabadusha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Marano no kusukato labakato. Eko shumanto riga baga boso mande rekedoso. Supradosha manaka kataya lekente. Lagoro godo goduzo maka te yarende. We give you praise, O God. Thank you for who you are, what you are, and what you have made us to be. We thank you, O God. We worship you. We bless you, O God. Makata yeregedosa. Lembregeshu gragadoso gragando. Marakataya gadoso kotoya. Mandelibra kushu 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 magadonko. Raba sofredoso makata yeregedosa. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Welcome everyone that is joining in tonight. Welcome. I believe for very committed workers in church, your day must have been full, all right? And for people like us who have actually had to pass to the house, it's been work all day. It's always a work day for us on Sundays. All right, so I just want to welcome everyone, all right, for still wanting to join in this evening to pray. This is very important and it's crucial, all right, that we spend time praying for the kings, the ones in authorities, the ones that have found themselves in the place of rulership. All right, God expects us to pray for them first. It says, first of all, let prayer and supplications be made for kings, be made for leaders, be made for those in authorities. So today we're going to be praying, okay? We're going to be praying for everyone at one point or the other that is in a capacity to rule. We're going to pray for them tonight. We're going to be praying for nations, okay? For nations. We're going to be praying tonight for that. I want you to be ready as the Spirit of God could speak and will speak to you. And when he does, please let me know what he's saying to you, all right? A lot of things are happening in the nations. A lot of things, a lot of struggles. from different aspects of nations, a lot of struggles in the place of decision making, a lot of struggles in having to do the right things. When this meeting was going to start this evening, if there was anything I heard from the Lord, it was that you should pray for the leaders to do right. Amen. So in fact, when I wanted to title today, I actually wanted to, you know, add that to what I wrote when I wrote intercession. But I just felt okay, I could also say it to you while we pray. Okay? So tonight, we're really going to pray for leaders of different nations. All right, some already at this junction are compromising. Yeah, some on their own side are trying to do the right thing, but the kind of people around them the kind of people around them with a different mindset that they need to deal with on a consistent basis. That's another thing happening to some people right now as we speak. But I like you to know that whatever it is, it's not bigger than what God can turn around. That's the beautiful thing. These things are not bigger than what God can turn around. So we need to sit in a place of faith, where we just believe that every one prayer that we pray for those people in the different capacities that they are in, whether the president, the vice president, whether the royal family, whether the senate, whether the parties, which as long as these guys are in political sectors, we pray for them that they are strengthened. Hallelujah. We pray for them that they do the will of God. Yes, most of them might not even be born again, but at this junction, we don't even need their say. In that sense, we don't need their say. We need God to intervene, you know, because of his children. That's the reason. All right, because of his children, there will be an intervention. Glory. Glory to God because of his children. And that's the reason why God is saying that we should pray. Don't forget the book of Timothy. The reason why we should pray is so that we can have a quiet and a peaceable life. All right. So it's not until you live in all of these countries or any of these countries that you should want to pray. You know, if you believe God has called you to pray for or to intercede for nations, for people, for leaders, then you must have it as a responsibility in your heart that these people must do well and I must coordinate what comes out of my mouth where they are concerned. Hallelujah. For tonight, we're going to just start in prayer, all right? But I want us to be ready tonight. I want our hearts to connect. So before we go into that, I'd just like us to just worship a bit, all right? I just want us to worship. Mari Kedosha, I want us to worship. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want us to just worship. Worship with the song. Let's worship with the song. Great is He. Great is our King. Great is our Father. Great. He does great and mighty things. Yes. He does great and mighty things. And we enjoy that greatness. We enjoy all that He does. We experience all that He does. The nations is a benefit of who He is to us and what He has done. So we declare tonight, that the blessing goes upon all the nations of the world. Oh, we thank You, oh God. We thank You for the things that You are set to do, that You already are doing with the leaders of every nation. We declare right judgments in the name of Jesus. We declare that they rule right and they rule well. We declare they do right. We declare that their hearts are influenced by You and not wrong sets of cabinet members or wrong sets of men and women. We declare in the name of Jesus that the power of God runs through every part of them. Oh, Marakata. And they do the right things for the people. They do the right things while they rule. They do the right things in the place of their authority. They do the right things in the name of Jesus. We declare that their hearts are influenced. Amen. We declare influences upon them. We declare things happen to them. Oh, la mina nanako toto. We declare things happen, great things happen for them in the name of Jesus. We declare that they rise above every difficulty. Rise above everything that holds them down. Rise above everything that causes wrong judgments to the things that has been placed in their care. We declare tonight that men are arisen. Men arise in the name of Jesus to do right. They do right in the name of Jesus. They do right. Bible says He orders the steps of the righteous. We declare that the steps of the righteous are being ordered in the name of Jesus. Lekutoto liketoto. Lekutoto liketoto. Amongst the rulers, the steps of the righteous are being ordered, and the ones that are not righteous, we declare the influence of the Holy Ghost is upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In this season, we declare that the hearts of men are turned right. Hey, Kabbalah Bakata, their hearts are turned right against evil. Amen. Turned right against indiscipline. Amen. Turned right against wickedness. Amen. Turned right against every evil thinking, every evil judgment, every evil plan in the name of Jesus. We declare Parika Bokoto Bakinde Regedosa. Oh, we declare that God Himself puts the heart of the kings. He touches the heart of the kings. He puts the people in the hearts of the kings. He puts the nation in the heart of the king. He no longer is selfish thinking about himself, but he goes about thinking about the people, thinking about how to serve the people right. In Anosha, we declare great judgment upon the people of God. Judgment for those in leadership. Judgment in the name of Jesus, that they rise to the occasion that they ought to. In the name of Jesus, they rise to the occasion. In the name of Jesus, they stand in the place that God wants them to stand, and they do the bidding in which God wants them to do. In the name of Jesus, they rise in the name of Jesus. Malakataya regedosa makoso. We declare men rise in the name of Jesus. De kabako to lembra kateya lembro koto brokoto brokoton toto o rabasum predo shmadadeya o lakiba kasoka tele mrene nonos lembra kitele brakeya bakotoya o gatuya gatotoya gatoya leku sokoto ya gradeke mandelebosha in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Mako soka toya katia labrakente lembronosa lena nosa. Come and pray that leaders, their hearts are turned right in the name of Jesus. Leaders, your hearts are turned right in the name of Jesus. Turned right away from wickedness. Turned right in the name of Jesus. O karosa kataya la manosa. O dadosa kenenenesa. O barosa, selfishness leaves all the hearts of the king. O barosa, I said selfishness leaves the hearts of the king. In the name of Jesus. Manda de kadosa, barodosa. For once, they think about the people. For once, they think about the nation. For once, they think about the well-being of the nation and the people. For once, they leave their comfort zone to know exactly what to do. O barosa nga kataya lengadosa. So we declare wisdom. Come on, go ahead. Declare wisdom tonight. Declare the wisdom of God. O barakinesa dadadosa. We declare the wisdom of God for the kings. We declare the wisdom of God for everyone in authority in the seven continents of the world. In the name of Jesus, we declare in this sixth continent that men are ruled right. In the name of Jesus, that the power of God comes upon the kings, comes upon those in authority. Wisdom floods their hearts. In the name of Jesus, wisdom floods their hearts. In the name of Jesus, they do right. Eka bakata yala mondo. They do right. Eka bakosokoto. We declare richness of wisdom. We declare wisdom with knowledge. We declare wisdom. Obarakatola enkarosa. God's own kind of wisdom, not man's kind of wisdom. We declare greatness. Obarosokata yenda rises from within them. We declare continuous wisdom. We declare mentole gadosa, a tender heart for wisdom to rule, to reign. Oda roso manta yegadosa. We declare an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus in the hearts of the king and the ones in authority. We declare that wisdom rises in the name of Jesus. In the hearts of this man and women, in the name of Jesus, that judgment is made with wisdom. Judgment is made with wisdom. They get better and better in rulership. They get better and better in strength. Ekala kosoka tayende la bakoto karabakatende rano no shinenenya radekere kene doso. Baruko tole brakataya ragadeisa, ena noso manta la bakataya, lako tole barakatola bobosu, varo momose nengerega, radashi barabadoso. Come on, we declare the wisdom of God, ema roso varakateya, ena no koyoko. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So we declare we stand in the position right now. Yes, we stand in that position to ask all for wisdom. We ask for wisdom for the ones that lead, for the ones that are kings, for the ones in authority. We ask. Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, if the kings and the ones in authority lack wisdom, let him ask of God, because some of them are not children of God. We pray right now where their hearts are concerned, that it's influenced by the wisdom of God. And for those that are, though they know God, I declare in the name of Jesus, that wisdom is made available for them right now in the name of Jesus. Bible says God gives liberally. Oh, he gives freely. He gives without withholding. So we declare that wisdom finds expression in the heart of the kings
in the hands of those in authority, in the name of Jesus, that this season, oh, Parakimano Sokata Yengarosa, they rise up to the occasion. They rise up to the occasion. Occasion to see. Occasion to know. Occasion to be flooded. Oh, Barakatola, with sincerity in their hearts to rule the nations with integrity in their heart. Lemakata yera noso. Lebrokoso kuto lambre gedosha. Ena noso. Ekia ba 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 ba. We declare in the name of Jesus. Mara masukata yeko toko tora bakante ledo dodoso boroso era bakaroso kenene ranishe mananananananana erere oshibera dokutuya lakoto le barabasumanda bareke tu brakatoya mandereke tosa Psalm 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his command. His praise endures forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of that wisdom. The fear of the Lord conquers men in this season. Come on, pray right now. Era do shena kotoya rabako sokante libre kita yego suko toya ragade soku toya lamande lembrada shibere gedo sokata yelenenese. We declare that the flood, that the wisdom flood the hearts of kings in this season, the integrity of their heart ikabo sokata lengre lembro kuso pradosha makata yele koso kante lemanda. Leni yakaraka te ya rosso bekito labranise veduso vakoto kataya la kata matelembre nise fiketo bakotola begins to prick them. I said the integrity of the heart of the kings begins to prick them. Why? When they came into authority, they said the things that they would do. For most of the kings right now, they have forgotten, they are not doing, they have decided not to. For some, and for some, they have thrown those plans, those promises, they've thrown them away through the window. We declare in the name of Jesus that their hearts are pricked in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray that the hearts of men are pricked in this season. The kings, all the dika bakatoya lakuku akaseke to yigarosa mantaya labosa pricked. In the name of Jesus, pricked. Leku sokoto yara gadosha. Makara bakoso kile manine. Limbro no soferegedosa. Rakiba kasoke te yagedesa. Pricked to pick up all of those promises once again. To find, to ask themselves, which of these ones have I done? Hey, I declare that in the name of Jesus, that those words are imprinted in their heart. Ena no shakata lekodosa in the corners of their bedroom, in the corners ekarosa mantolembraduso of their offices, in the corners of their heart. We declare a pricking, and we declare their hearts are disturbed. We declare they do right. They do right. In the name of Jesus, they do right. Ayamana kata alaboko. Lembranise kira bakatosa. Let integrity matter to them. In the name of Jesus, let wrong counsel be far from them. In the name of Jesus, let wicked men be far from them. In the name of Jesus, let their hearts be raptured for Christ. In the name of Jesus, let their knowing begin to change. Rakiba koso kata yelemana. Ramino nusu fufufule monoso. Radidiki abakata. Le moroso kibakando rusu susu menenene shibara kataya la kosoka radanase le morosa men rise up to the occasion in which they have been called to serve in the name of Jesus. They rise up to that occasion in the name of Jesus. Cities are built. Oh, barakataya leboroso. Communities are formed. Lakishekata yagadosa. Development walked into every nation. Mandeli barakateye ketosa. Lenderike bukutu. Shandala bakata. Le korokoto rakataya rabosa. Enanosa. Declaring to themselves that they want their feet in the sands of time. I declare that begins to matter to them in the name of Jesus. Mando yika yabakata rabusu braduso vradende lambru koto ye kreke sokoto in the name of Jesus. Oh bashibarakata mashibere kete libo kuku libo kaka bakata lembradike tusokasa zembrono shamanda ligadosa in the name of Jesus. Marakata e kirige duko tukutu kutu lembro kosukrada kataya namasideya in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Marabakara bakata ende bike rukoto rabasupradosa enanosha makatosa. Come on, we begin to pray in the name of Jesus for nations everywhere, for those that are under the pandemic, even at this time. I pray for UK. I pray for the United States. I pray for Australia. I pray for Canada. I pray, O Karimane Sataya Labosa, Enanosha Makatoya. We declare that men are spared from this plague in the name of Jesus. Limara Keteya Ragadosa, O Maruso Kataye Lebosa. We declare that this second wave in different nations, O Barasa, gradually nose dive the same way it did before. We cause it to nose dive in the name of Jesus. We declare wicked men that has brought this upon the nations, wicked men that has released weapons of destruction upon nations, whatever plans they have, we cause those plans not to work in the name of Jesus. We declare Kamaso Kotoya Ragadosa Vatuya Manana Lendeleleya Yakata Yeke Russo Koto Lamanda Lembronosh 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 Imanyamanoso Fide Gedeke Rabakoso Kata Yele Brunono Emosu Frende Rigadosha Kata Yalabakata Aya Baba 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 Baba. Ya ya ba ya ba 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 ye ba aya mara mara kata ya la koso vinene varakata we ye bara mosu mene na mosupra makata ta ele shimanaka le kirabakatoya Limanaka vineneki furu kuto abarosa situations in nations situations obarosa nose dives in the name of Jesus. We declare situations about Marakadosa bow to the leadership of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. We declare Lamina no Sokato health in the nations. Oh, freedom Ekarosa Kataya in the nations. We declare the blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Ekibakuso futo yarabakata in the nations. We declare sorrow is gone away with. Enanosa kataya. We declare the death rate of man in the foreign nation deeply drops in the name of Jesus. No longer will we consistently count in the millions. No longer will we consistently count Ebarosa in hundreds of thousands of men dying daily. No, no, no. We come against the plans and the purpose of the enemy, and we declare the nations are free from any kind of virus in the name of Jesus. We come against the power of Satan. We declare that this power, O Barika no Sakere Geiso, is destroyed over the land. Oh, it becomes ineffective over the land. It becomes a caramanoso mandorica da cadosa le keregedosa, not powerful over the land. The souls of men are well again. Everyone in the isolation centers, everyone isolated by themselves, will declare adequate. Adequate treatment in the name of Jesus. We declare Obarosa Kentelebasoka Rushomanosa health in the nations. Oh Baramanamana. I said health in the nations in the name of Jesus. In some other nations, it's not even COVID-19 that is the biggest issue in their lives. We declare that whatever it is that has to do with sickness, disease, disorder, pain, destruction, we come against you tonight. We come against you this afternoon. We come against you right now. And we declare, Kimako Toyaka Dosha, Riba Baba 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 Libanana, Lekuto Likarande. Ya kuto ya bakosa zimoronto lebrakite ya ragadosha. In the name of Jesus, life, O Godosa, life begins to reign. Life begins to reign over death of any kind of wrong decision made by the ones in authority. I declare life overshadows life. Life, not just any kind of life, but the life of God. Ya bakoraka remo no sha mekuso kuto ya gadosa. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We're still gonna pray tonight. Oh baraba, oh barakataya rabaso katoya enanashimene nonso. I'm gonna read out some scriptures on wisdom to us tonight. It's necessary that we know that this is crucial at this time. Without wisdom, there will be foolishness. Without wisdom, there will be failure. Without wisdom, we will not go nowhere. So we need the wisdom. We don't just need any kind of wisdom, but we need the wisdom of God. In this season, the wisdom of God is necessary. It's important for better rulership. It's important. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, Abakata Yalaboso. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's only fools that will despise an answer to an issue. Oh, yes. That will despise an answer to a situation, a circumstances. It's only fools that do that. Bible says here that fools despise instructions. They despise wisdom from God. They despise it. And as such, they do not even fear God. Now I want us to pray for every leader in position.
We cause the fear of God to come upon them right now. Yeah. We cause them to have the fear of God right now. Right now. I said right now. Right now, the fear of God comes upon them to take over. Take over everything, everything right now. In the name of Jesus, take over. La kutu kutu kutu. Take over. Marabasu bredosha. Ekiya bakataya labakoso. Woo! We declare that their hearts are taking over for the Lord. They fear God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. They fear God. They fear God in the name of Jesus. The fear of God is in the hearts of kings, in the hearts of those in authority. We declare that they do not despise wisdom. We declare that they do not despise instructions. So they are not fools. Oh, but for as many of them that despises, oh, Marukota Yalabosa, Manta Yeregedosa, Rimano Sokato, we declare judgment comes upon them. In the name of Jesus, Radino Sokoto Yalabakata, Elibrokoto Librano Sofradorosha de Gedosa, Eraboso Barababa, Ekana Nananana. E bara ba 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 ba. E na nasha. E kerebosu. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 2 says, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your hearts to understanding. We pray for the kings. We declare that they incline their ear to wisdom and apply their hearts to greater understanding. Oh, greater, greater understanding. Oh, baruna na 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 yereka. Ah, ya ba 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 ba. They incline their ears in the name of Jesus to wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. In the name of Jesus, alakuto, arabakene, imama, 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 yedoso, riba sofredo shamane legedosa. Ekira basu bradoso. Oh, we need shara la kutu tu 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 tu. Tawaraba shibenena leku sokoto yarabakata. Oh, we have a few more minutes to go. I'm just gonna rush through the scriptures right now for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, Marakatosa. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom. Oh, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. God expects every one of us to have wisdom, to have knowledge and understanding. So we pray much more for the leaders. We pray much more for the leaders that they take advantage of what is available for them. In the name of Jesus, Arakina no so nananashi. Oh, Rakaba Kasubre de Desi. Yeah. Oh, the Lord is the beginning, the beginning, the beginning. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, omnipotent. Oh, we declare grace tonight. We declare the power of God upon everyone. In one sense of leadership or the other. Yes, I'm extending that to us. Everyone in one kind of leadership. We speak wisdom your way. We speak wisdom. I speak the knowledge of God flooding your heart, flooding your mind. Everything. Lakuto, lakuto, abakuto lobododo. Ramina nana shimene karosa. Abaroko tole bara gere gere gere. Zimanata. Zimanaka. Leko soto le balaka. Shabare nere. Adere nere. Koro 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 koko. Lamborodo. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise for the ones that are leading. They have the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is made available to everyone. Everyone in the name of Jesus. Everyone in the leadership capacity. We declare wisdom. Wisdom. Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. We get wisdom. We declare they work according to the wisdom they have gotten. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hey, Rakosho Makatora. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 4, it says, say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your relative. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It says that they may keep you from immoral women, from seducers who flatter with their words. All right, it says, say to wisdom, you are my sister. Meaning, say to wisdom. A sister is someone that is blood related, if you understand what I'm talking about. So the kind of description given here is saying that wisdom should be that close. Yeah. That close to everyone. Everyone that close to you. It says, and call understanding your relative, your next of kin in that sense. If someone dies, the next person that takes over is who we call next of kin. I believe you should know this. And so that means that wisdom and understanding should live with you. That's what the word of God is saying. Let wisdom and understanding live with the leaders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let wisdom and understanding be their anchor every day in the name of Jesus. As you pray for them tonight, go ahead and declare the same thing for yourself. That wisdom and understanding live with me. Wisdom and understanding are my relatives. Are my next of kin. Are my family members. Wisdom and understanding. Say, I do not lack wisdom. Say, I do not lack understanding. Say, my life is being buttered with the wisdom of God. My life is being buttered by the wisdom of God. My feet is being buttered by the wisdom of God. Things are happening for me in this season. Hallelujah. In this season, I enjoy God doing great and mighty things because I operate in His wisdom. Hallelujah. I operate in His wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is all that we need to make a better living, a better life. We pray the same thing for the nations of the world, that every leader, everyone in authority, they live with wisdom. They live with understanding. They do not despise it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You want to give God praise tonight. Come on now. I said you want to give God praise tonight. You want to say, Father, we thank you because wisdom is has become an anchor. In the name of Jesus, oh, to everyone in authority, to everyone in leadership, to everyone in the political sector, in everyone that has advanced in the place of authority, we declare that wisdom finds them. Amen. Glory to God. Understanding finds them. In the name of Jesus, things are happening for them. Help me for them. In the name of Jesus. Now go ahead, pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Say, I've got wisdom. I've got wisdom. I do not act foolishly. I've got wisdom. In the name of Jesus. I've got wisdom to judge a matter. I've got wisdom to live with men. I've got wisdom to know what to do. I've got wisdom. Woo! Glory to God. We've got the wisdom that makes us outstanding. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say, I'm outstanding because of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God points us out, leads us out, helps us shine. We become genius. Why? We've got the wisdom of God. I want to leave you on this note.
because I know that God is working in us and for us. Amen. In this season, great and mighty things are happening. I'm excited about the things that the Spirit of God is doing even in our midst. I know you have testimonies in the midst of all of the pandemic and all that. I know you have testimonies. I know. And that's the very hand of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. That's the very hand of God. Glory to God. We give God praise tonight. Yes. 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 We give God praise tonight. We give Him praise tonight. He is worthy. He is King. There is none like Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. I want you to have a fantastic new week. A fantastic new week. A new week filled with testimonies in the name of Jesus. We would hear the testimonies of the nations. Glory to God. Things are working out. Yeah, things are working out, and they are working out expressly. Everyone that is praying, I declare rewards for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rewards. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Rewards. 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 Oh, glory to God. Rewards of seed sown. Rewards. Rewards. Rewards of harvest being delayed. I hear that in my spirit. That there are harvests that are being delayed. I cause the harvest to lose. It's bound in the name of Jesus. I declare that every harvest that is delayed is loosed right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yeah, that's the word of God. That's the word of God. Glory to God. Enjoy the rest of the week and have a fantastic one. The Lord blesses us. The Lord keeps every one of us. All right, so we'll meet again next week. All right, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Appreciate you always, 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 always. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I